The Gemara Masechta Nedarim, Daf Lamed Zayin Amud Aleph, begins the Yom by teaching us, Kamash Malon, that feel of a makom shenaitan schar, even in a place where people take payment for teaching Torah, ala mikras shar lemishkol, one may take payment for teaching chumash. However, ala medrash l'shar lemishkol, one may not take payment for teaching medrash. Ask the Gemara Mishnah medrash deloy. Why may one not take payment for teaching medrash? The ksiv voisi tziva Hashem b'yesahi lalamed eschem. The Torah, the pasuk says, Moshe Rabbeinu says, Hashem told me to teach you. V'ksev rei lamarti eschem chukim u'mishpotim kasher tzivani Hashem. Ma'ani, Moshe Rabbeinu says to Klai Yisrael, taught you the Torah b'chinam, af atam nami b'chinam. Says the Gemara, if so, mikrinam b'chinam. If this is the pasuk that teaches us, ask the Gemara, that one may not take payment for teaching Torah, it should include Chumash as well. So how we learn from this pasuk that one may indeed not take payment for teaching Torah is a machloikis rishonim how to learn pshat in this pasuk. The Ran explains as follows. The pasuk can't mean, he says, that Moshe Rabbeinu was telling Klal Yisrael that I'm going to make up what I may teach you, because that certainly doesn't make any sense that Moshe Rabbeinu should tell Klal Yisrael that I could just make up whatever I want. Furthermore, it's inconceivable that what Moshe Rabbeinu was telling Klal Yisrael is that just like HaKadosh Baruch Hu took payment from me for teaching Torah, so too I should take payment from you for teaching Torah. HaKadosh Baruch Hu certainly did not need payment from Moshe Rabbeinu. It must be, says the Ran, in explaining the Gemara, what the pasuk means to teach us is that HaKadosh Baruch Hu, the Moshe Rabbeinu was saying that just like HaKadosh Baruch Hu certainly didn't take any payment for teaching me Torah, there is no right to ever take payment for teaching Torah. That's how the Ran explains the limud of the Gemara. The Rosh has a different explanation. As the Gemara on the next blot on Daf Lamed Ches teaches us, Moshe Rabbeinu was a wealthy person. So Moshe Rabbeinu certainly did not need payment for teaching Torah. So if Moshe Rabbeinu didn't need payment for teaching Torah, so he certainly didn't get paid. And he was saying that just like I didn't get paid for teaching Torah, so too, in future generations, one may not take payment for teaching Torah. And indeed, this is the halacha, as is quoted in the Shulchan Aruch, that one is not allowed to take payment. One is not allowed to take payment one may not take payment for teaching Torah. However, as we're going to learn in our shir, there are certain exceptions. So we begin by learning what it says in the Shulchan Aruch. In the Shulchan Aruch, in Simon Reish Mem Vov Sif Hei, it says Mokum Shnag Luma Tarsh Biksab Bishar Mutalam Bishar Av Tarsh Belpeh Osa Luma Bishar. One may not receive payment for teaching Torah Shabbapeh. Loi Motza Shemi Shalvandenach Bechinam. If one hasn't find somebody to teach him without payment, that isn't a reason not to learn Torah, says the Shulchan Aruch. Yilmud Beschar. Va'af Bishutzuch Lilmud Beschar. Even though I had to pay for learning Torah because I couldn't find another Rebbe, I had to pay to learn Torah. Kach elmed b'schar. So too will I only teach Torah. We're getting paid. El yilmad lacheirim b'chinam. That isn't an excuse for you to get paid for teaching Torah. Uma shenaga ednu lima kol b'schar. And now the people do get paid to teach Torah. Im ein loy b'malas barnes. Shari. If he has no other means of income, it's mutter. Vim yeshloi. But if he does still have, Baruch Hashem, another means of income, im hu schar b'teila, if it's schar b'teila, the muchach sheminiach kol asokav umasoy umatnoy, that it's clear that he's giving up all of his time, shari. Continues the remark, v'alchad the kol chedusha soy from dinamasha sitkin niska midrabanan mutar l'tzal schar lilmai. So the Shulchan Aruch is teaching us very clearly that one may not take payment for teaching Torah, even if he had to pay himself to learn Torah. That is an excuse to get paid. The Shulchan Aruch, however, gives two exceptions to the rule. One exception to the rule is with what our Gemara continues. Because our Gemara continues in discussing an answer to the question that the Gemara just asked. If we're learning that we're not allowed to get paid to teach Torah, so why does our Mishnah say that you're allowed to get paid for teaching Chumash? So the Gemara brings a Machloikis Rav and Rabbi Yochanan. Rav says because it's Schar Shimur. Who learns Chumash? Young children. And these young children, essentially you're paying the teacher of Torah babysitting services, Schar Shimur, for watching them. And Rabbi Yochanan says, Schar Pisuk Tamim. You don't get paid for teaching the Chumash. You get paid for teaching the trop, the way the Torah should be read. The Ran quotes another reason. The Ran quotes O Yerushalmi why one may teach Chumash with getting paid. Because the Pasuk says, the Pasuk that we just read in the Gemara earlier in the Shir, Rei Lamarti Eschem Chukim Mishpatim Kasha Tzivani Hashem, learns the Yerushalmi, Chukim Mishpatim Atim Alamdim Bechinam, Chukim Mishpatim, that means Torah Shebal Peh, Gemara, Halacha, has to be taught for free, V'atim Alamdim Bechinam, Mikra V'targum. And as Ramosha, in the Igros Moshe, Yoyredeya Chelik Bey Simen Kuf Yud, says that we actually passing like this Yerushalmi. So we have three reasons why one, as the Shulchan Aruch taught us, may receive payment for teaching Chumash. One is Schar Shimud, one is Pisut Kamim, and one is that the Pasuk clearly makes treats Chumash differently than other areas of Halacha. What is the Nafka Mina between these pshatim? There are a number of nafkaminas. One nafkamina, which the Ran immediately points out, is would one be allowed to teach a gadol, an adult, mikra for payment. If we learn like Rav, which it's because of schar shimur, so when we're teaching an adult, there's obviously no concept of schar shimur. If the reason is because of pisuk tamim, or the reason is because, as we just learned, that chumash is different than everything else, then even by an adult, one would be allowed to take payment for teaching mikra. Another nafkamina is the rabbanos, which we learned, indeed, the Ramah speaks about this. Because the Gemara on Amud Beis discusses, is pisuk tamim a deraisa or the rabbanon? And it's Rabbi Yochanan's opinion that pisuk tamim is a derabbanon. And that's why, even though for teaching Torah, one may not get paid, but for pisuk tamim, which is only a derabbanon, one may get paid. And that's why the Ramah says, as we read the words of the Ramah, that the kol chidushi soifrim, dain mashna sakim a derabbanon, muta little schar lalamdoi. So Pashup Shat, and as the Ran immediately points out, whenever we have a machloikis of Rav and Rabbi Yochanan, we follow the opinion of Rabbi Yochanan. So we learn from here, number one, that a godel you may take payment even for a godel for teaching mikra. And moreover, from this we learn that pisuk tamim are the Rabbanon, and one could get paid for teaching the Rabbanon. However, if we look here in Simon Reish Mem Vav in the Aruch HaShulchan Sifkotan Yud Ches, the Aruch HaShulchan says that even if we'll say, as the Gemara teaches us on Amud Beis, that the reason Pisuk Tamim is different because it's the Rabbanon, he says it's only this that is the Rab, that it's only Pisuk Tamim. But anything, you can't just say that any Rabbanon is you're allowed to get paid for, because almost everything is Rabbanon. I think what the Aruch HaShulchan means to say, that if the Rabbanon help us understand a pasuk in the Chumash, a halach in the Chumash, would that mean that that's called the Rabbanon? Of course not, because everything is taught to us by the Rabbanon. What the Gemara means to say is that the Pisuk Tamim has no Doraisa element to it. So a subject that has no Doraisa element to it may be taught, but something that has a Doraisa element to it may not, even though we're learning the Rabbanon of it, may not be taught for pay. The Mefarshim also point out that in the next sugya on Daf Lamed Ches, the Gemara begins how Moshe Rabbeinu became wealthy. And the Mashal explains, why does the Gemara all of a sudden start teaching us about Moshe Rabbeinu's wealth? Says the Mashal, because we just finished learning that one may not get paid for teaching Torah. So if one may not get paid for teaching Torah, and what did Moshe Rabbeinu spend his days doing? Moshe Rabbeinu spent his days teaching Torah. So the question is, how did Moshe Rabbeinu get wealthy? So says the Gemara, Moshe Rabbeinu got wealthy from the Sultan Shalaluchas. And the Mefarshim go on to say that as we conclude learning that sugya on that Flamites, the Gemara says that the Torah was given to Moshe Rabbeinu b'matana. The Gemara says, Moshe ha'yalayim b'tayru u'mishacha Atcha Nitlam Matana. Moshe Rabbeinu received the Torah and kept on forgetting it until it was given to him b'matana. What does the Gemara mean to say that it was given to him b'matana? So, in general, there's a beautiful pshat that the Gemara is teaching us an important lesson. One sometimes thinks that who is the one that can learn Torah? The only one that can learn Torah is someone who is a very bright individual. But if somebody unfortunately doesn't have that capacity, we would think that he doesn't have to learn Torah. So the Gemara teaches us the first time somebody ever began learning Torah was Moshe Rabbeinu. And Moshe Rabbeinu, even though he was the first person that ever began to learn Torah, Meshachah, he didn't always remember what he learned. So too, everybody, even if they don't necessarily accomplish immediately, should not give up. But the Mefarshim go on to explain that that's the lesson of this Gemara. The lesson of this Gemara is that Moshe Rabbeinu received the Torah as a matana from HaKadosh Baruch Hu. So just like Moshe Rabbeinu received the Torah as a matana from HaKadosh Baruch Hu, so too, when we learn the Torah, we have to learn the Torah. We have to learn the Torah. We have to teach Torah as it is a matana. But our Gemara is clearly teaching us that Chumash is an exception to the rule. Schar Shimur, Pisu Tamim, the reason the Yerushalmi gave. So there's a question that the Paiskim discuss. What is the halacha regarding teaching Aleph Beis? Is Aleph Beis, may one get payment for teaching the Aleph Beis? And actually, this issue is discussed in a tshuva by Rav Moshe Sternbuch and the Shailos HaTshuvos, Tshuvos VeHanhagos, Chelek Aleph Siman Yud Zayin. The question that he discusses is that we know that one may not learn Torah before one says Birchas HaTorah. And the question is Aleph Beis permitted to be taught? Well, somebody's teaching somebody Aleph Beis, is he allowed to teach Aleph Beis without having said Birchas HaTorah? So it seems that why does it our Gemara say that Aleph Beis can be taught without for pay? Why doesn't our Gemara speak about the Aleph Beis, especially according to Rav, that says one gets paid because of Schar Shimur? So Aleph Beis is also taught to young children. And since Aleph Beis is taught to young children, Rav's heter of Schar Shimur ought to be mentioned regarding the Aleph Beis as well. So Rav Moshe Sternbuch seems to say that maybe from here to Raya, that Aleph Beis is not considered Torah. And therefore, when we're having a discussion for what one may or may not get paid, there's no need to discuss Aleph Beis because Aleph Beis is not Torah. And of course, we don't have to come on to Rav's Heter. We don't have to come on to Rav's Heter of Schar Shimur. However, he concludes that certainly Aleph Beis is considered Torah. He says that in every letter of the Aleph Beis, as the Gemara Masechta the Shabbos teaches us, there are tremendous secrets and lessons, and one should certainly make a Birchas HaTorah L'chatchila before one teaches the Aleph Beis, but b'dieved, if somebody asks you how to pronounce a letter and you haven't made Birchas HaTorah, it's acceptable. But clearly, Rav's heter of Schar Shimur would apply to, it seems, to Alabez as well.